Welcome to the IVM Podcast Network.
This week on Made in India, I've got homegrown Hindi pop artist Abhinav Da headlining this episode where we talk about being an angsty engineering student talking to a window and fictitious girlfriends. First though, I gotta throw down a stripped down session, and this week it's blues rock singer-songwriter Kalyani who featured on episode 66 of Made in India.
Hi, I'm Kalyani and I have Nevin on guitar with me. I'm at Made in India with May. And here I am sharing my song called As Ordinary People.
They say, follow the leader and you'll see. Trying to be an extraordinary kind. They say truth will set you free, and you'll see it more clear. But don't you try to be somebody. They've put you at the end of the lia. Circles, trying to be in touch with yourself, but I'm an ordinary person, and I can't be no other kind, 'cause I know that the end is near. Hey. Leave, and try to be free. Would you run, and then try and wrap around your being, 'cause I'm a ordinary person, and I can't be.
That was Kalyani on Made in India. Coming up now, it's Abhinav Da.
Now it's time for the headliner.
Hey, this is May, and you're listening to me on Made in India. And today, I've got some Hindi music in the house. We've got Hindi indie pop artist, Abhinav Dan. Dan. I'm going to call you Dan. Okay. Can I just call you Dan? Because I feel like it. So we've got Abhinav Dan in the house. And he's going to be performing for us today. But before that, we've got to chat a little bit with you. So you're originally
I'm from Delhi.
You're not Bong.
I am Bengali, but I'm from Delhi.
Okay, so you've lived there most of your life?
Yeah, for 22 years.
Wow, how come you moved to Bombay then?
Only for music.
So much Leo. So I found out that you picked up the guitar at the age of 14.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did that happen?
It started with the jealousy.
Jealousy? Yeah. Who are you jealous of?
One of my friends, he was very good at it.
And super popular, and the ladies liked him, and you're like, screw that. I'm going to play guitar as well.
Yeah, kind of, but he was a good friend of mine, so I was a little bored at home, and I thought I should learn guitar, so... He was the guy, and I wish I should mention him. His name is Jobby Green. He's a Christian guy.
Of course, he's a Malayali. Excellent. It's from the same community as me. So, what for you? So, when you were learning guitar, what was sort of the first song that you played?
It started with listening to Brandon's.
Really? Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard that your older brother introduced you to Best of Me by Bryan Adams.
Yeah,
and that was your favorite album of choice. So is that what inspired you to be a musician?
It took some time to write songs. And earlier, I started covering some pop songs, basically Hindi pop songs, not like English. And
what were your original songs about? Like, she make me cry, like that. No,
I started writing at the age of 20, 21. Very late. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's sort of when you're in college.
Yeah, exactly. My college life was only about that, playing guitar and writing songs.
Oh man,
nothing else.
Look at that. Angsty college kid. But you were doing engineering.
Yeah. Every kid in India does that right now.
Engineering college. And then I'm like, dude, I'm feeling really sad. Girls don't come to me. I must write song. Is that what it was? Is that the
life?
That's my whole life.
You know life now.
The life of Abhinav Da.
Actually, it's Da.
No, and at the end.
No, it's the Aki Matra Chandrabindu.
So Chandrabindu.
You can't pronounce it in English. So
I haven't said the word Chandrabindu since I learned Hindi in 8th standard. So, wow, it has been a long time since I've said that word. Well, that's cool. Da.
Yeah.
I think we got it. Abhinav Da.
Yeah.
Again, one day, by the end of the show, I'll be able to say your name, hopefully.
Yeah.
So what had happened? I think your older brother had given you this cassette, Best of Me by Bryan Adams.
No, that
And then
time,
what happened in your brain?
Actually, he used to borrow cassettes from his friends. That time it was very expensive. $150 was huge.
Was
that
ginormous,
was
96, right?
96, 97, I'm talking about that.
Yeah.
So he used to carry cassettes from his friends like MLTR, Savage Garden. And
all the stuff I used to listen to.
Yeah. That was the time when I just listened. I had no music around.
No.
So... he was good at maths. He used to listen to songs and used to do maths. So I was very small. He's 10 years older than me. So you can next...
10 years older? Is it just you and your brother? Or?
Okay. Me and my brother.
Oh, sweet.
So he used to do maths and I used to just linger around and I used to listen to music, what he was doing.
That's quite cute. And then you're like, Bryan Adams is my guru.
Later. But at that time, it was just music. I didn't
that
know
you
who
enjoyed.
Was, who was a singer, who was the musician. I didn't know anything about that.
Nice. So I think every artist that I've ever spoken to has always had that one moment where they felt like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Yeah. So obviously you're an engineering student. You had a plan for yourself, but there was that moment where things changed. And when was that moment?
My college life. I decided that this is not the thing that I'm going to do for 40 years. So let's take 3 years and do what I really like to do. If it works, then I'll do this thing.
So what year are you at now, 3 years post college?
I'm 24 right now. So,
so that means 3 years are over now.
No, it's not over. It's still 1 year's left. 1 year is left. But my parents don't want to get into that job life.
What do you mean?
They are fine with it. Like, they are fine with
they're
doing
really,
music. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that's the backup.
Yeah, no. Because it's... I know for a lot of artists, it's really tough. We had an artist called Bianca Love that came here. Her episode came out last week. And she was talking about how her parents weren't very accepting of it from the time that she started learning music in school. Whoa. So it's... And it's... It, it's hard. You have to have incredible amounts of motivation to be able to do what it is that you love, because it's confusing, right?
Yeah. There's no fixed path in it. No. That's the thing. India, there's no fixed path in it.
It's tough. And the problem is with independent artists, I mean, I always say this, even Bono was an indie artist at some point in his life, and he is where he is right now. And I think it's a different time, and I think there's far more opportunity now than there was probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still tough. So you know what? I wanted to ask you why you made that move from Delhi to Bombay. Why didn't you just stay in Delhi and try to pursue your music there?
I felt the crowd is here, more of the listeners who like indie music. I felt like that.
But there are a lot of great indie bands in Delhi.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't knew that. Seriously, I didn't knew that. And I came to Mumbai. And another thing is this, I also wanted to try in commercial music as well.
Oh, really? So, yeah. Like in Bollywood, that kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of Bollywood, nice. Yeah. But right now, I'm not particular about it. I have to do commercial music.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's the thing.
That's why you decided to move all the way here.
And in Delhi, the crowd, I also felt that they are more of like din check. Voila.
Look at you stereotyping.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah. So you know what? What's the first song that you're going to play for me today?
Yeah, it's a song called Khidki.
That's the name of your EP,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, cool. When did the EP come out?
It's a self-produced EP. It came, I guess, this March.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Really recent then this year.
Yeah. I just kind of... it's kind of a demo songs. All the songs are almost demo songs. And I've produced it all myself. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, at my room. And some of the recordings are horrible.
Hey, it's not bad. For me, sometimes it's not just about whether the song is made well or not. I mean, beautifully produced music will always sound awesome, but sometimes it's also about the idea, about how it makes you feel.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It doesn't matter, even if I didn't understand the language, I know how music makes me feel, right? Just like when you heard Bryan Adams, you didn't know who it was or what it was.
Yeah, but exactly.
At the end of the day, you're like, I know this makes me feel awesome.
Yeah.
So, go for it.
सपनों को लिए जाने किसके इंतजार में खोया है अब तक तू कहां उड़ना तो फितरत में तेरी फिर भी क्यों सोचता है दूसरों के जैसे चलना कहने दे जो कहना है उन्हें आसान नहीं है समझना तुझे भुला दे तू सारी कमी गिनाते रहे जो तुझको पूरी जिंदगी तेरे क्लास की खिड़कियां तुझसे कह रही है सदा उड़ जा तेरा काम क्या है यहां ये तो फॉर्मूले की दुनिया उड़ जा तू जरा को देखे नया नक्शा ये आसमान का खाबों को पंख तू लगा तोड़ दे तू सारी बंदिशें रंजिशों को आग तू लगा चलना है अब तो तुझे कहने दे जो कहना है उन्हें आसान नहीं है समझना तुझे भुला दे तू सारी कमी गिनाते रहे जो तुझको पूरी जिंदगी तेरे क्लास की खिड़कियां तुझसे कह रही है सदा उड़ जा तेरा काम क्या है यहां ये तो फॉर्मूले की दुनिया उड़ जा तू जरा उड़ जा जा मेरा एक हिस्सा है उस दुनिया का जहां तुझे कोई न जानता, दूसरा हिस्सा तुझे बुला रहा, सपनों को सजा के तू कर विदा। करना है तय अब तुझे कौन सा हिस्सा है तेरा, चलना है उनके रास्तों पे या फिर उड़ना। तेरे क्लास की खिड़कियां तुझसे कह रही है सदा उड़ जा उड़ जा। तेरा काम क्या है यहाँ, ये तो फॉर्मूले की दुनिया, उड़ जा उड़ जा।
Abhinav Da there with his song Khidki. We'll be right back after this break.
Long, long ago, not in Bethlehem, but in a place nearby, there was a wonderful birth of a huge show, which I like to call Cyrus Says, a show that encapsulates everything in human history, from the first Homo sapien to the last Homo sapien, who's traversed the entire world and then come back to India. This is a show which tells you everything about everything. If you want to know, avoid Google, come to us. It's called Cyrus Says. Get new episodes every Monday on the IVM podcast app or wherever you get your podcasts on. You get one banana wada free with every podcast. Right. I'll just check that.
Hey, so we have Abhinav Da. Did I get that right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can call me Dan also. It's
Dan or whatever. Okay. No, I want to get it right. I should get it right. So you just performed your song, Khidki. It's from your debut EP of the same name. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the EP and the songs and Khidki itself.
Yeah, this song was about like a conversation between a guy and his classroom windows, which is it's kind of my story. Like every guy who wants to go out from his classroom and explore the world outside.
Yeah.
So it was like, I won't say engineering was hell, but it was tough. It was difficult, right? For everyone who is like who wants to go out and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So this song is like that. It's like it's the khidki is telling to the guy that why you want to walk if you want to fly, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's also like kind of it's not about struggle. It's also about like you are like the classroom. Everyone is talking about like placements and the packages and all the stuff, and you're thinking about the chords, the progression, something else you're thinking about, and but still you have to be there as a part of that thing.
Yeah.
And other songs are like normal songs. I like I like to imagine a lot, and
that's a good thing. Yeah.
It's a song, normal song. It can be a love song. It can be a song about a journey. Mm. It can be a song about a friend. It can be anything. And I did that in my first EP.
Okay, cool. So actually, can I tell you which are my favorite songs?
Yeah.
I like, I'm probably pronouncing it really badly, but I like Tasveeria.
Tasveere.
Tasveere.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I really like that. And I liked Yuhi. Yuhi is actually actually my favorite one.
Yeah, thanks.
It's really, really good. So you also had released like two other singles. One was called Selfie Song and Peekaboo. Selfie Song was so random. I was like, I have no idea what's happening.
It was same feeling as yours.
It was quite cheesy though, dude. Like super cheesy. I have to like rag you for this, dude.
I have to remove it. As soon as possible, I'll go from it.
Hey, you might be getting more interviews after this. Then what are you going to do? People are going to be like, ah, selfie song, done. You will get this going. But it's really nice. So what inspires your music? Yeah. Clearly it's, like you said, your imagination, yeah, things that are going on in your, yeah, head and things that distract you all the time. Yeah. So for you, what inspires it?
Everything. Like, I don't have a fixed rule that I'll follow, mm-hmm, the thing. When I'm traveling or I'm going anywhere.
You have like a little notebook with you that you write stuff down
No,
in?
No. My songwriting happens on the spot. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm playing something and I like this word, I try to incorporate into it. Mm-hmm. But I like to think, like when I'm traveling and I see something, and this is a good topic to think about, I just keep it inside my mind. Yeah. And I don't think about it. It comes automatically to me. Like, yeah, okay, I'm practicing something and I found this tune, which is good. And I'll write a song about that thought.
Yeah.
Never imagine.
You look back on that filing cabinet of thoughts, be like, oh yeah, that one. I will use that one for this.
Yeah. Kind of. This, like, there's so many things to write about, but
yeah,
you don't find a good melody to write about.
For that.
So you have to wait for that.
Yeah.
I wait a lot for that.
Oh wait, a lot for melodies. I think a lot of artists like yourself will probably agree with you. So right now, what are you working on, some new material? Because this came out in March.
Yeah,
are you working on anything
yeah.
new at the moment?
Yeah, I have few more songs. I have more than 15 songs.
Wow. So how are those different from what you'd put out with Kid Ki?
These are going to be a little more cheesy.
Yes, more we do love the cheese.
More crowd pulling songs, and I'll be writing.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
That's so fun, though. So,
yeah,
for you right now, what makes these songs quite different besides the cheesiness?
Yeah.
Maybe has your songwriting developed?
Yeah.
Have you gotten better at this? Like, what's different about these songs besides the cheesiness?
I felt I was more involved writing these songs, because earlier I was writing more songs. Like, I wrote those songs when I was all up in my life and I was like, oh,
angry with the world.
Kind of.
Angsty college kid.
Yeah, kind of. Now I'm free. Now I'm doing the things that I wanted to do. So
I
got,
feel like you've matured in some way.
Yeah, kind of. And these songs I'm giving more time. And Khidki and all, I just wrote it, and my writings, I've understood one thing, that I have to concentrate more on my writing now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that. So these songs which are in process of writing,
yeah,
I am thinking a lot before producing it.
Nice. Yeah. So you know what, I've been really, so my Hindi is bad, like really, really bad.
Even mine also.
And no, don't, how can you compare? But I've had the opportunity to meet really amazing songwriters. For example, I had interviewed this rapper called Nazy, who just what he does with Urdu is amazing.
Oh.
I've interviewed Ankur Tiwari, who's another really great
Ankur
songwriter.
Tiwari.
He is so amazing. Yeah. I mean, he has one of my favorite songs of his is one called Vagera Vagera. And I'm like, etc., etc. That's the name of your song? I'm like, that's so awesome. But it's this. It's like, it's. I think eventually, like as you start getting into it, you really come into your own. And I think maybe you feel like you have. So would you be putting out your stuff anytime soon?
Yeah, or? Yeah, soon.
Yeah.
It's in process and I hope so it get produced soon.
Yeah.
Because I've tried once, like, producing myself, and I was bored.
Yeah.
Literally, I was bored because the same kind of repetition was I was feeling. So
getting sick of your own music?
Kind of. Because you are the only listener. You are the only. There's no other one who is judging it right now.
Yeah,
so I need
and I
that.
Think. Yeah, I think that makes a huge difference to have that feedback from someone
exactly.
else to say, you know what, this is what's going to sound better and this
yeah,
might not. And
yeah, exactly.
Bouncing off ideas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, I wanted to work with new musicians, actually.
Cool.
Because first album was all guitar. And now I just want to go a little far from guitar playing.
Wow. What, like, is there any particular musicians you want to work with?
There's no musicians. I just want to like I want to incorporate the sound of violin and violin.
Nice. Or orchestration. Flute or dolak or something.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, different kind of music.
Instrumentation to supplement your music.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. So what's the second song you're going to play for me today?
Your favorite. Your favorite one.
Yui?
Yeah.
Yay! So can you tell me a little bit about Yui
this
and what
song,
it's about?
Yeah. This song is about that evening when Einstein's time relativity is proved. Like, you're enjoying that phase and you're like, the time goes like anything, fast, and you just want to stop the clock.
Yeah.
But it's not possible, and she has to go home, and I have to go home. So that's the thing.
She has to go home? I know what you're talking about.
Fictitious girl.
Oh, you're not giving yourself a good impression. The fictitious girl? You really are one, an engineering college dude.
I imagine a lot.
Okay, cool. Go for it.
तिनके यादों की भरता मैं अपने जेबों में लिफाफों ने जब दिया दगा वो बोलती रही मैं देखता रहा उसे मैंने देखा जो किसी ने नहीं देखा उसकी आंखें गहरी जैसे कोई नदी उसकी बातें ले जाए मुझको कहीं यूं ही जब भी देखूं घड़ी के कांटे तीनों दौड़े रात को बुलाने कैसे रुकूं मैं अभी अभी वो आई मांगी उसने बस एक कप कॉफी कैसी है जल्दी चले जाने की ये शाम अभी 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 जवा हुई हम तुम भी तो कुछ कम जवा नहीं यूं ही चल मेरे संग तू इस पल दुनिया जाएगी कल बदल शामिल करे टिमटिमाते तारे कितने हैं ये सारे हमसे जो कहे अभी रात है बाकी एक रंग मेरा भूल जाने दे मुझको तू रोशनी मैं हूं अंधेरा मिटा दे मुझको तू अभी यूं ही
That's Abhinav Da on Made in India, and he performed my favorite song from his EP. It was called You Heat. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello there, my name is Naveen Narona, and as a gay person in India, I get asked a lot of stupid questions.
A beta, is it LGBT or eligibility?
How do two men procreate?
Bro, is Grindr better than Tinder or what?
We answer all these questions and much more on my podcast, Keeping It Queer, where I talk to individuals from the LGBT community in India and learn about their personal stories. Catch all the episodes on the IVM podcast app or any other podcasting app you like. Till then, keep it queer.
Hey, we've got Abhinav Dah here on Made in India. And you performed two awesome songs from your debut EP.
Thanks.
So I know that you are quite a regular open micer.
Yeah.
Right? And I think open mics are a really great opportunity for new artists to put their music out there in the best possible way.
Yeah.
And because of that, you've actually met another open micer called Ryan Krasto.
And you guys are
working on something together.
SBS. It's called Session Between Sessions.
So tell me a little bit about how that happened and how that came about.
I met him for the first time, and as you said. And he lives in Borivali. I live in Malad. So
excellent. Friendship happens. Suburban friendship.
Yeah, exactly. In local train. So we decided, I was the guy who was I was thinking before, between recording my songs, I thought that I could cover some songs.
Okay.
So I invited him that you also do. Then the thought came
Did he sing in Hindi as well, or he sings?
No, he's only into English.
English, okay, cool.
So we decided that we'll form this kind of thing, and then it happened. After 10 shows, we are like, dude, koi nahi dekh raha apna video.
The session between sessions.
Yeah, exactly.
So what would you do? I've seen Session Between Sessions. Yeah. You guys do covers, you guys do your original stuff as well.
Yeah.
So how did you end up coming up with this idea? How did that happen?
This happened the same thing. I was recording my own songs, and I was thinking nobody knows us. As we are doing, what we are doing, my friends only don't know what we are doing, what I am doing.
Yeah.
So I thought that Facebook is one of the quickest medium. Everybody scrolls.
That's true.
So we never thought that we'll work on YouTube, because YouTube is a big fish right now for us.
At least you know that on Facebook, your friends will see this video somewhere on their timeline,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
That's the thing. So after 10 shows, we thought we should invite people. That is the main. Then now the motivation is that only, that I want more people to come, and more people so that they could share their work. Mm-hmm. And the thing is this, in SBS, the video is not that good, but the sound, we are very particular about it. We want a good sound, and we record in a good mics and all. So that is the main focus right now.
Yeah.
To good sound.
So do you have any ideas for maybe getting other artists as well, newer artists, besides yourself and Ryan?
Yeah,
maybe
definitely. That
artists?
Is the main reason right now. We are doing, every Monday there's a show called Monday Originals in SBS. We are showcasing new guys. We are that's the main motivation.
Would you ever want to do it as a gig? Invite people to come and
the main we want in a circuit of musicians. I know after gigging and after going to open mics, there are guys like me who are doing the same thing among their circuits, but so far is little limited. You can't you have to wait a lot and to get selected, and they will call you after a month or three, because the venues are very limited, and
they are
so right now our main focus is that we should create 15 more so far in among ourselves. If anybody is me and Ryan Krasto is doing this SBS, then I want different guys. I know Shri, Abhineet, and these guys.
Shri was on my show, and he does
this DIY.
He also does the same thing.
I played with him.
So he had also mentioned the fact that he wanted to create, because not every, most of the venues where you can witness gigs are in very specific places in the city. Whether it's Bandra or Khar or Town or Andheri.
Yeah.
So what about places on the east side or places that are far, Borivali or Malad? So he wanted to create, it was a really nice idea to create little communities where you can go and go for regular gigs around the areas that you actually live in, which makes so much sense. Because traveling sucks in the city. So,
Yeah, that's true. That every time open mic happens only in Bandra or Khar or there's Santa Cruz.
Exactly.
Nothing happens in Malad, Borivali. I've never went to that site. Always went towards the town.
That makes sense. And our wonderful sound guy, Rishabh, was on sessions between session as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Rishabh. Hi.
Yeah.
Cutie.
Ozvi.
So, lastly, what are your plans at the moment for this year? Like, what are you working on?
To create more SBS, to carry this thing called SBS more forward, and inviting more people, and then obviously my main motivation is doing my own stuff.
Of course.
And second EP, I hope I can produce it by this year or next year.
Yeah.
By March or before that. And gigs, that's the main thing. And
gigs.
And the main, and another thing is this: if you go to a gig, any pub and all, they ask you for this cover songs. I don't want to do cover songs right now, but
you wanna
do
original stuff. It's sad because I know people were struggling with this ages ago, and people are still struggling with this now, and it's kind of frustrating.
But there are artists who are famous for their original songs. I want that for myself.
Yeah,
that,
why not?
Okay. So if I go there, I'll sing my songs as well as 30-40% cover songs.
Boom. So what's the last song you're going to play
for me
today?
It's called Koshish, and it's about
trying. Is this new?
Yeah, this is new.
New stuff. I like new stuff.
Okay.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about Koshish.
This song is about trying in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, and she knows.
Is this the fictitious girl again?
This was from college.
A real girl. No.
Yeah, real girl. Yeah, she existed.
You're not giving anything away. I mean, nothing. So trying in a relationship.
Yeah, it's a song about trying in a relationship. She knows, and you know that it's not going to work, but still you try.
कोशिश मैं भी तो कर रहा कोशिश तुम भी तो कुछ करो आसा है वैसे हार मानना पर आसा नहीं मुझे भूल जाना कितनी दूर कितनी देर चलना है मुझे तुम्हारे बगैर इस बार भी जो चुप रही तन्हाइयों की आदत पड़ जाएगी कह दो तुम अभी वो बातें जो है चुभ रही हम दोनों हैं यही कल
कहां पता नहीं पता नहीं कैसी ये दूरियां बढ़ने जो लगी देखते देखते दिन में रात हो गई कभी यादें जो मेरी तुमको दस्तक दे कहीं गुनगुना लेना तुम मेरे लफ्जों को बस मन में ही बस मन में ही कोशिश मैं भी तो कर रहा कोशिश तुम भी तो कुछ करो आसा है वैसे हार मानना पर आसा नहीं मुझे भूल जाना
That was awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Abhinav Da with there with his unreleased new single, Koshish.
Yeah,
so if anyone wants to get in touch with you or listen to your music or find out when you're gigging next, how do they do that?
Check out my Facebook page. It's Abhinav Da Project. Mm-hmm. And I have a website also, abhinavdaan.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show, man.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for inviting me. Thanks a lot.
You just heard Abhinav Da on the show. It's so exciting. I've been getting a lot of new music from various artists. Family Cheese are back and will be releasing a new album really soon. So I'm going to get that trio on the show. I also had a really great chat with hip-hop artist and my gal, Hardcore, who will be on Made in India soon as well. Stay tuned. Keep in touch with me. Really simple. Find me on Twitter at Maybe Maybe. That's my handle. That's M-A-E-B-E-M-A-E-B-E. Or find me on Facebook.com/Made in India. That's M-A-E-D. For now, I bid you adieu. Bye-bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Sorry to say, but there's been a slight delay due to the apocalypse having suddenly begun. As you can see, there's death, destruction, and chaos taking place all around us. But don't you worry, food and drinks will be served shortly, and I would recommend checking out
IVM Podcasts
to get some of your favorite Indian podcasts. We'll keep you going till this whole thing blows over. Thank you.